Right, we're studying still in Luke 12:24, and we're talking about sowing and reaping. We got a couple more scriptures. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Start in verse 35 when you finally find it. You there, Mr. 1 Corinthians 15? Some will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool. Actually, it says, thou madman. That which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat, or of some other seed. Grain is not there. But God giveth it a body as it hath blood, that is pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now all the parables about seed refer either to the spiro, which is the seed for vegetation, vegetables or plants, and sperma, which is obviously the seed for man. It never refers to anything else when they use those seeds, except both of them are a revelation of the mystery of Christ, that except the seed fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. The best the human race can be is a seed. That's all. But you have to fall into the ground and die. Otherwise, you're the vessel for the Antichrist that we've talked about so many times. And the death is the death of your mind and your emotions, so that there is a new thing, a startling new thing is what it says, a new creature, a new from a different class, a different order, an alien, if you will. So his people are literally aliens. They have nothing to do. The only purpose time and space has is to act as an antagonist. That's its only purpose. So that mystery of the perfect will of God is tested in each one of us. But that perfect will of God, all we have to do, it's manifested, it's finished. All we have to do is ignore our mind, not give breath to anything in time and space. Because if any man loveth the world, gives breath to, is what it means, the love of God is not in him. So, sowing and reaping. Now, the idea of you're recognizable in heaven, this is where Paul says, you madman. That which you're just the seed that's sown. My favorite thing, of course, is the pecan tree, because I look at it every day. The pecans shakes, jillions of pecans come down. But only one, the one of them is a perfect pecan. That was the first one, and that was Jesus. And he fell into the ground and died, and a tree grew. And that tree was shaken, if you will, on Pentecost. Now the whole world is full of pecans. Some say I'm a Baptist pecan, and some say I'm a Christian pecan, and some say I'm a Islamic pecan, and I'm an atheist pecan, and I'm. But all of their labels have to do only with the seed. It has nothing to do with the mystery, and it's the seed that's not even it. It has to do with the Antichrist naming himself, masquerading again. Now, the mystery is that seed has to fall into the ground and die. If it doesn't, it abides alone, even if it's among all those pecans. As we been talking about for the last few months. It's toxic loneliness. It's loneliness that nothing can satisfy. Again, for brief moments of time. But the loneliness is overpowering. What?
The thing about this seed falling on the ground and dying, and it's raised in newness of life or whatever, but it's raised in the same body.
No, it's raised in a different body.
Well, I'm looking at you, and you look just like the body I've always known, and it probably looks just like the body before you were saved.
So again, I'm just saying. That's why you can't look at, you know no man after the flesh. Listen.
But all of these are parables.
So right.
You can't take
literalize
one thing and put it all the way across the board. I mean, you know, we could also say, you know, the husk is, I'm a Christian, I'm a whatever, and it goes and it's gone. That's, you know, it's what we contain. It's not what we...
Yeah,
you know, we are. There's just, all these are parables, so they're just kind of shadows of the reality. And so, you know.
Remember the definition of a Pharisee is one who literalizes a parable.
I never got to finish what I was saying. So
oh, I thought there was a period.
I'm going to shut up now because.
Go ahead.
I'm very offended. Talking down. No, shut up.
You're such an ass.
But no, I think because I was a little twisted on how this works, you know, you sow one thing and something comes up that's different. You have a butterfly go through the cocoon and comes out a butterfly. Well, they're all parables, but for man who falls into the ground and dies, he comes up looking the same, let's say, and yet there's something completely different.
Right. That's what
about that man.
Right, let's look and see what it's. That's what this whole section is about, that very question.
Okay,
good. That's why we're reading.
Okay, where are
we? We're at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're starting in verse, we're going to start over again. In verse 35. But some will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? What?
That's the question.
Yeah. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Quickened means made alive. Grain is not quickened until it dies as a seed. Same with a pecan. Pecan is not quickened unless it dies. In the ground.
Yeah, and so for us, what is sown is the old body, the old man, the old emotions, the old everything about.
Well, fundamentally, what is sown is your mind, the Antichrist. That's what must die.
Yeah, so that's what's sown.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What you offer.
That's what you put in. That's what baptism kills.
Yeah.
Our it buries that which. It buries the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't bury the Antichrist, he didn't get baptized. He just got wet.
Yeah.
All right, so watch. It goes on. Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat, or some other thing, is what it says. No, screen is not in there. Now, the reason this is so critical that we can't look at us is that we're sown a seed, but we're raised a bride. All that we can possibly be is a cell in the bride. That's the best we can be. But that's the purpose of life. That's why time and space were created. So that's the best we can be, but it's really, really, really the best. Okay?
One comment. At Pentecost, God sowed himself.
Sowed the seed of Christ.
The seed of Christ into all men. So he did some sowing.
He did the sowing.
The reaping is those who responded and saw and understood.
No, it's not, the seed isn't any good until it falls into the ground and dies.
Yes, and some hear that.
Right, and now they fall into the ground and die.
And die. Then something has happened.
The reapers are the angels. Remember? The fields are wide unto harvest, the angels will come with a sickle on it.
Yeah.
So the best we can be is a dead seed.
But we are quickened. Even the dead seed, yes, is dead, so it's nothing. So
right. It's, again, it's Christ.
But it is quickened.
That's why.
And has some value in this play.
It's the purpose of time and space, that it be made alive in you. Right, it does what it does until our minds say we got to change course, or we get away from here. We got to do something else. That's the mystery of the test. It's the same thing that happened to Christ after he was baptized. The only difference now is the way wasn't complete for him. He had to complete the way. He had to have only obedience, never his own strength or his own ideas or his own power. And he even had to go down into the depths of hell without any of his power. Just his only power was his obedience to God. Because if he went down with any of his power, or even as he walked the earth with his power, if you will, then it wouldn't have been any good to us. All he would have been is a role model.
And so that was his temptation, was to use that power for
anything.
As, you know, jump off a cliff or whatever.
Amen.
Those things.
So the only reason he used any of the powers at all was to know that he possessed them. Because you can't be tested by something that you don't possess.
So it's in that framework, the same. We then bear in our own bodies his life, but also his testing.
Right. That's what it says in Romans. That's what the whole Romans 12 is about. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might test. Yeah. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? The only will of God is Jesus Christ. The only call of God is Jesus Christ. How he is manifested is never our business.
Yeah, and that's where we bear in our bodies
the dying
of the Lord Jesus, and that
we fill up the affliction that is lacking in the body by our own suffering.
Right.
If I didn't know that, I'd have shot myself for 35 years ago. Because that pain has been excruciating. I would have just gone. Anyway,
scary.
Huh?
That would be scary.
All right. We're not going to start at the beginning again. Is that okay? Verse 38, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. And he goes on, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another kind of flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. Now, this is talking about us. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. That's what the difference is. We are no longer the same body, no matter whether we look like it or not, because we are now a spiritual body. Amen?
Yeah.
All right.
Does that not go individual to the bride?
Yeah, but we're each, that's what he's, that's the only thing he's doing. He's making the bride. He's edifying the bride.
Yeah. And right. That would be, okay, that's the spiritual body.
Right. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
Verse 43.
No, I didn't. Didn't?
Yeah.
Did I?
No,
okay. Forgive me. It is sown in dishonor. That's why I still started talking, because I was going to talk about dishonor. There isn't one of us that's honorable. After the flesh.
You said there isn't one.
None of us are honorable.
Yeah, okay. Or I thought you said there's one of us that is.
No, no, no. And we're going to study that in another direction just a minute.
The next is what you left out.
It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Now, again, I ask you, if Jesus Christ was the last Adam, who are you? Who are we? We're not Adamic. We are totally and completely over the Antichrist side. That's our identity.
What?
We are the Antichrist.
That's not what our identity is.
Of course it is. After the world's identity is the Antichrist. The Gary is the Antichrist. The Holy is the Antichrist. That's why we have to die. The number is 666. It's written in your forehead. Depends on your obedience. It's positional. If you give breath to anything in time and space, then you've fallen from the strong city. If you haven't forgive somebody from the heart, then you're fallen from the strong city. If you have judgments against somebody, you've fallen from the strong city. And once you've fallen from that place, that mystery, that incredible holy place, and then you've lost, your identity has returned to the one who has quickened himself and raised himself from the dead. But you're the one that gave him life by your judgments, by your unforgiveness, by... Always abandonment of self. And if self becomes any part of you, then you have fallen from a strong city.
And that's where the test is, right?
Right. That's the meaning of that. You may prove or test what is that good and perfect will of God. Amen? All right. But again, the last, it's the last Adam. I mean, that's kind of important. Then in verse 46, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Now, again, that's why we had to come to the end of ourselves. That's why the book of Ecclesiastes is all about. We reach the end of ourselves, that all is vanity. Then the possibility of being spiritual comes into being. By repentance. All right,
That's the point later. You're an apostle in that sense.
Yeah. Well, if you fall on the ground and die,
yes.
That's what it is. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. There are only two. There's only two generations.
So when God created Adam, he didn't put his spirit in him.
No. He put breathe. He has a living soul, not a spirit.
Yeah. So he wasn't.
He had the same nature.
Yeah.
But if he had, everything had to happen as it did, but yet at every place there had to be the possibility of completion. So, again, with Adam, his obedience would have transferred it. We've studied this so many times. His innocence would have been transferred into holiness by obedience.
Yeah.
Same with Noah. Noah could have transformed obedience, I mean, as that mystery into holiness. And none of that worked. And then the same with Abraham and Abraham's family. That seed could have been transformed by obedience into the bride. Now that's all gone. It was all tested.
Obedient?
Huh?
Wasn't Noah obedient?
No. He could only enter 7. He couldn't enter 8. Because he got drunk right after he had a party and got drunk after he got out of the boat. Nobody made it. Nobody finished the course.
Yeah.
But the opportunity, the possibility of finishing it was at every juncture. And then finally God gave up and said, screw this. Now my own seed will get me the victory. So that's why it says, and it's hinted right at the beginning, let us make man in our image. Then it says, and likeness. Image is selim, the container. Likeness is of the same nature. And that's predicted. The image and likeness predicted Adam and then Christ. Just sinking in for everybody? And again, I glanced at Carolyn and I remembered something that, again, I have to keep saying. I can't tell you anything that you don't already know. All I can do is act as a witness to that which you already know. You can't learn anything from me. Amen?
That's true. All you would do then was take your cliches or your understanding and...
Well, we saw what happened there at first. Everybody ran around and they were little ollies. It just pissed me off like I couldn't even stand it. Unfortunately, that's over. But the same is true. Everybody has to go through that. You have to die. But then you're tested. And you don't get me wrong. Paul wasn't perfect. Nobody's perfect. But the fun thing to follow is faith alone. That's the only thing about me that anybody should ever follow. I think I've been faithful. To the best of my ability, I've been faithful to what I saw. But it still, it doesn't mean anything. It just means I walked away from a pile of dung is all it means.
Yeah. It's interesting how faith is the same thing for you, for me, anybody here. That's a constant.
And truth is the constant, too.
Yeah, and anything outside that is my opinion or my
stand or
anything that would try and capture me and give me identity.
Right.
Apart
from the mystery.
Yeah.
That's why, again, you have said over the years, everybody thought it, but you have said it. You have said heresy. Very bluntly. And that is exactly how, that's, you serve probably a more important part in the body than I have over the years. Because you have the courage, or had the courage, to say what was there rather than act like you saw.
That was a pat on the back and a slap in the face.
Right, it's a left-handed compliment.
I didn't know whether to laugh.
But the point is, you're exactly as you should be,
yeah.
as is everyone else.
Right.
if it takes somebody longer to see, it's only because the construct of their part in the mystery is different.
Yeah.
And what we do and say, nobody else that I know in the whole world teaches what we do here. But that doesn't make them wrong or us right. It just makes us what we are in that part of the mystery of the bride. I don't want to ever, you know, I might have fun throwing grenades out, but I don't expect anybody else except those here to believe what we talk about, to the doctrine into which we have been delivered. All right. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. God, that's wild. First, last. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear, hallelujah, the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, die, but we shall all be transfigured in a moment. This gets me excited. In the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be transfigured. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, or Hades, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Because, and your labor is not labor in the Lord.
Could that be the same as labor to enter into the rest?
Well, it could be. But the work of the Lord is making disciples. But you can't make disciples until you've entered the rest. You can't make, and really, from what we're talking about, as long as you think the Sabbath is a day instead of a person, you will never enter the rest. Because this thing is created to toil. I went over time, and you didn't even yell at me.
Not yet.
Take it, big guy. She owes me one. I wouldn't know what to do without her.